Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue our conversation this week with Bart Schutz. He's here with us again. If you haven't had a chance to hear him this week, go ahead and go to our website at renewalministries.net, and the programs are archived there. I think you're really going to appreciate it. And also, the ladies who are listening, encourage your husbands or your brothers or whoever to tune in. I think they're going to really be able to resonate with a lot of what Bart and I have been talking about in his story. So welcome back, Bart.
Thanks, Peter. Having fun.
Yeah. First of all, thank you for sharing so honestly about your whole family story and being transparent about your own life. And now, you guys are leading, your brother founded, but you guys are leading the John Paul II Healing Center.
Yes.
And I know a little bit about it because Debbie and I actually went and attended a conference there. Yes. Tell our listeners, what's it about and how can people get in touch with it and what happens and what are the different things you do, you know, different kinds of conferences, and then what's the heart of it? What could people expect?
Yeah, well, I'll give you a little background. So what I shared that first day where I had an encounter with the Father's love on a men's weekend in Bob's Embrace, that's really probably where the ministry started. Because in that experience, as I'm in Bob's arms and the Father's speaking to me and saying, Bart, I'm your father, and I'm the father to the Father's, and I love you. Bob then whispers into my ear and says, Bart, it's my birthday. I'm like, oh, no, I missed your birthday. He goes, no, it's not my natural birthday. It's my spiritual birthday. I'm like, I have no idea what that is. But good, I'm glad I didn't miss your birthday. But that was a turning point for both Bob and I, where we had some pretty profound encounters with God the Father, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, with the whole deal. And Bob had a marriage and family therapy private practice that he had been doing for years. He had done it, I think, 38 years before JP2 Healing Center became what it is now. And in that, Bob went from ministering to people for months, years, and kind of giving them typical psychology, counseling, helping people. But now, all of a sudden, when the Holy Spirit was alive and active in his life, he was seeing people receive deep healing at an emotional level in a meeting, in a week, and short periods of time. And it really created a thirst in him, and he started researching all different kind of things about inner healing, things like Theophostics or Leanne Payne, different people, the McNutts. And from this, Bob formed what he now does. And I say he because this is more Bob's charism than mine. We both share in it, but this is originated from Bob's heart and what God's called Bob to do, and then became John Paul II Healing Center.
Now it's St. John Paul II Healing Center?
Yeah, St. John Paul Healing Center. The second, yeah. And so that's just a little background. Started with Bob doing one or two events a year, me coming in on a Thursday, doing things with him, going into seminaries, doing various things, working with seminarians and then some priests. And then it just evolved. As people would come and receive deep healing and personal transformation, it just grew. And then it went onto the road where now, you know, we're probably booked out. And COVID, it's hard to determine, but booked out probably about 2 years for this one particular event, which is the one you went to, called Healing the Old Person. But before I talk about that, let me just answer your question of kind of what we do in general. We do probably about 6 priest events a year, and they come, lots from this diocese here in Lansing have been down, and we minister to them at a deep healing level, emotional healing level, spiritual healing level, and even physical healing level. And equipping and kind of forming them and training them. And some of them say, you know, I wasn't even equipped with these things before. And it's kind of, some of them have even said it changed their priesthood. We do other events, one called Restoring the Glory and one that you went to called Healing the Person. I do a day of equipping. We do men's events, which you and I are going to be doing one coming up called Men on Fire. We have a women's event called Undone. See if I'm missing anything. We have a number of different events that we do. But specifically, probably our marquee event that we have done for the longest is called Healing the Old Person, and that's the one you and Debbie had come down to Tallahassee for. We do a week-long in Tallahassee, and then we do weekends that we travel on the road. And on that particular event, it's also what Bob's book, Be Healed, is based off of, and that's a good resource. Anyone who's looking for something to walk them through their own personal journey of healing, and some of the stories that I'm talking about, Bob writes about in there. But what happens on the Healing the Old Person event, it's basically a safe place where people can come and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to some of the deeper rooted places that have caused some of the things we talked about in the last couple shows. And it's a safe place. We have prayer ministry teams on those week-longs, and everyone gets an hour or 45 minutes of prayer ministry time. It's a time where people can go through their own personal journey, or at least begin a personal journey of their own healing and to become then closer to Christ and to receive personal transformation, I guess would be the easiest way for me to summarize. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been, so maybe you can share your experience.
Yeah, no, it was great. The kind of how we ended up getting in touch, it started with a friend of mine, a priest, Father Steve Mattson from Resurrection Parish, who'd been down. He and I, we were on this group of people we were meeting monthly, focusing on helping coach priests and stuff like that. Like, how can we help priests, you know, with the organizing in their parishes and stuff like that in a way, just locally rather than doing something. And so one day it came and he had this box, a whole box full of this book, you know, Be Healed. And he gave me a copy. He said, you got to read this. He said, this is the best book on healing that I've read. You know, I said, okay, I'll read it, Father, because I respect him very much. And then I put it on the shelf, not because I didn't want to read it, but I'm going to get to it. And I think I went like a whole year and never got to it. And then Debbie and I went on vacation with another couple to Costa Rica. And I thought, you know, I got to bring this book along, because partly going back to what you had said, the image that's so vivid in my mind now, because it's so descriptive, is the whole idea of ping pong balls, trying to keep ping pong balls underwater, you know what I mean? And how they just pop up.
They're going
to
pop up.
Yeah. And it's a good analogy, sort of, a good picture. Yeah. And so I clearly was having some ping pong balls that were popping up in my life that there's something happening underneath there.
Yeah.
That I'm looking at all the things in my life and I'm like doing what I want to be doing.
Yeah.
I have unbelievable opportunity, you know, blessings in my life, my kids, I love my wife, you know, stuff. And I'm feeling an emptiness, and it's almost like this, and some of it, you know, spiritually was dark night stuff, but I knew it wasn't just that.
Yeah.
And somehow, you know, natural and then spiritual desolation, you know, so sometimes natural desolation, what's the term I'm thinking of? Non-spiritual desolation can happen, and then spiritual desolation can come as a result of it because you're not the way you're handling it or whatever. Yeah. The enemy takes advantage of it or something. Yeah. And I certainly was experiencing some of that. And so I got up every morning and 6 a.m. and I'd go out to the beach by myself and I'd sit there at sunrise and I read it about, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours every morning. And I took real copious notes and I thought, honestly, I think this is the best Catholic book on understanding healing and human anthropology and a good blending of a lot of good stuff there.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is helping me understand myself and where I'm at right now, you know? And I said, I'm 59 years old at the time or whatever I was, 58. And I said, God's not finished with me yet. And I'm somehow hurting or something inside is talking to me.
Yeah.
And
it's time to listen.
I got to listen because it's not working to not listen.
Yeah.
And so then I ended up emailing your brother.
Yeah.
Somebody gave me his email, and then we started corresponding. Then I invited him to do the TV show, which you did today. So that's kind of how the whole thing started.
Cool.
And then we came on the weekend. I think Debbie and I actually came to Restoring the Glory. I think that was the one that we did.
Was it Restoring the Glory?
We did Healing the Whole Person up in Brighton, but we went to Restoring the Glory.
That's our other week-long in Tallahassee. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was clearly a healing moment for me. And
a lot of theology of the body stuff in that event.
Yeah, and I think there was something that emerged more clearly. You know, Bob actually helped me a little bit beforehand, but then on the week itself, the internalization, I grew up in an alcoholic home and there was those dimensions there. And there's an internalization of the self-hatred of, like, my dad had at certain levels. Yeah. You know, he was Tank Commander Patton's Third Army. He had some level of PTSD. He was there at the liberation of Mauthausen concentration camp, and he just saw a lot of stuff in the war that he and his buddies did not want to talk about at all, even though they were heroes and war heroes and this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he numbed it, and he numbed it all his life and stuff. And he was a good man, and the Lord finally ended up healing. We kind of had our own family story about those sorts of things, and it was very transformational. And I had to forgive him. But Bob said something to me at one point. He goes, well, after listening to me for a while, he said, you know, partly what's going on, Peter, is you internalized your father's self-hatred. You internalize it on a certain level, and it's there, and it needs to be healed. And I thought, really?
Bob's good at showing up ping pongs.
Yeah, ping pong balls, you know? And so that's kind of, I said, Debbie, let's go. Let's not be afraid to just go deeper and get healed and all that. And we were very, very grateful. Yeah. So people wanted to attend either Healing the Whole Person or Restoring the Glory.
Yeah, or any of our events. Yeah.
Yeah, any of your events, yeah.
They just go to the JP2 Healing Center website. So that's JP, healingcenter.org.
Okay.
And they go on our website and they'll see a lot of the events. We have several Healing the Whole Persons coming up. We have one coming up here in in the Lansing and Ann Arbor. Coming up in, I think, October, is it next month?
Yeah.
But we have them coming up, several of them. Unfortunately, some of them are already full. They fill up pretty quick.
Yeah.
The 2 week-longs that you're speaking of, people get more intensive. They get a one-on-one intensive prayer time. We only offer those at those because we keep the small, intimate crowd. Those fill up very quick, too. And there's other events that may be a little easier to get involved in. But, yeah. So it's jp2healingcenter.org.
What would you say, healing the whole person?
Yeah.
The whole. What do you mean, the whole person? I mean, in some ways it's obvious, but how do you, what are you guys going after in the context of helping people?
And Bob actually talks about this in the beginning of that event. You know, the word Catholic means universal, as we know, but it also means whole, in the whole. And you think about it. You think about the way we treat anything. We divide it up, right? There's a heart specialist, there's a foot specialist, there's a, whatever, there's psychologists, there's physical therapists, there's, we divide everything up. But God doesn't necessarily do that. I mean, we need to do that so we can be specialists in something, but God sees everything from the whole. He doesn't see us as divided little pieces. He sees us as whole. And he actually sees the whole body of Christ as a whole and sees the whole church as a whole. And he sees you and I as whole, body, mind, spirit, whole. And so what the Lord desires to do is make us all whole. And he wants to make the world whole. He wants to make the church whole. He wants to make you and I whole and heal us and restore us and redeem us and everything that Jesus paid for to make us whole.
What would you say, Bart, to a person who's listening and say, they're just having a hard time grasping any hope for change in their life? They say, oh, man, I wish this could happen to me, but somehow I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I battled despair most of my life, and because I just didn't think things were going to get better. All my efforts didn't make anything better. And little did I know that that was talking about a ping pong ball, if you want to call despair a ping pong ball. I knew in a healing moment that I had personally, it was when I watched my father walk out the door when he was five, I was five. And I didn't know it. I didn't even know that memory. It just popped up. When I saw my father walk out the door, the door became this big, massive door. And there was this understanding that I'll never have what I desire. Because as a five-year-old boy, I desired my dad. And desire walked out the door. And the message was embedded in my heart, I will never have what I want. And that actually played out in a number of things, including football, which I talked about before. I didn't go where I really wanted to. And I think despair is just one of those things. It can tap into another place, a deeper-rooted belief. But God is hope. He's not wish. He's hope, and hope is something that's going to happen. So if we put our hope in the Lord, then he's going to bring us the fulfillment. I think of the very beginning of Catechism, Catechism 27, the desire for God has been written in the human heart, and God never ceases to draw man to himself, but only in God is man going to find the truth and the happiness he never stops searching for. That's our answer.
Yeah, that's so good. And friends, I just want to encourage you. You may be facing, major family problems or relational problems or whatever. And you can't see your way forward, don't worry about everything other than what you can have some control over, which is you pursuing the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and trusting him. You have to entrust all these things that you hope to be healed and you hope to work out. You just have to entrust it to him, and then you pursue him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and get the help that you need. And I encourage you to contact John Paul II Healing Center because it's a great, great opportunity, great resources there, friends. I hope you can join us again tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.